The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC is separate from Securian Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2, 1.
Let's make today the day you take charge of your financial life.
Welcome to Your Financial Future. Your Financial Future is your weekly go-to financial talk show dedicated to helping you take charge of your financial life by discussing and educating you on sound strategies and techniques, as well as practical money ideas. Get ready to be educated and motivated. Now, here are your Financial Future hosts, Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman, and my partner is Mike Bonaccorso. What's the word, Michael?
I'm doing well, Doug. How about you? How's everything?
Everything's good. I mean, you know, as generally speaking, everything is just fine, Mike. Yeah, we're going through some turbulent times in the market right here. Some volatile times, right, in the market right here. Some big up days, some big down days, some big up days, some big down days. You know, we're kind of all over the place. And a lot of it has to do with speculation about, are we going to get hit with this coronavirus? And, you know, what's the impact going to be? And, you know, it's just, it's a lot of stuff that we're going through right now is probably the best way I can describe it to the people. It's a lot of stuff, but I don't know about you. I'm going to tell you about me. You can say what you want in a second. This doesn't scare me.
No, and you know, and you're right. I mean, you're 100% right. There's so much going on, so much volatility, right? I mean, this was just as crazy as a week as I can only say it's almost as crazy as a week as we've ever seen, right? I mean, with the ups and downs, I mean, just 1,000-point swings in the Dow, you know, multiple days, the whole deal. Yeah, you know, you have to kind of separate it, right? We're dealing with two different things here. We're dealing with health. Right?
Yes.
Issues first and foremost. Let's everybody, you know, take care of yourselves, do the right thing, wash the hands, as they're saying. And then to the other coin is, you know, we're dealing with the markets. And we're getting a reaction in the markets, but I also think inevitably with the markets is going to be, what is this whole health issue going to be, the impact on the economy? We'll extrapolate how the markets act after this.
Sure. That's the only viable thing that personally I feel is, I don't know what the word I'm looking for, that could validate what's going on in the market right here, but not at these extreme swings.
So, right. Somewhere along the line, it's going to have to settle down, and it's going to have to be, it'll be measured on what the economics actually did, and it'll translate to the stock market somewhere along the line, depending how severe or non-severe it all turns out to really be.
Now, well, while we're talking about all of this, Mike, let's put things in perspective as well. The markets are not down all that much for the year. Okay? They're not. No, for the year, not from the top.
Okay.
For the year.
Okay.
Okay? The markets were very strong in January and the beginning of February.
Yep.
So the markets are not down all that much for calendar year 2020. So let's put things in perspective here a little bit, and let's say, okay, yes, we're down from the start of the year. We're down, you know, off of the high where we were. But we look at these things. You know this. Everybody does. They look at these things in quarterly, semi-annually, three-quarter, and annual basis. So let's not get ourselves all in an uproar here.
Yeah. And I guess the word is panic, right? I mean, you shouldn't panic. You shouldn't make decisions on panicking. You need to have a cool head. Take a look at your stuff, understand what's going on, you know, what is an impact for what you're trying to accomplish. Just bring it back to basics, right, Doug? Do the prudent steps. And that's, you know, hey, we've been saying that forever on the show. Take prudent steps, you know, What's the purpose of this investment? What am I trying to accomplish? What's my risk tolerance? These are all good, prudent questions to have a little talk with yourself, if you will, to try to figure out, you know, before you do something that you panic. But yeah, I mean, that's really where, you know, it's really interesting, Doug, is when the year started, we had such a big run up last year in the market, such a great year, you know, and I know you and I talk, and we may even set it on the air, but I think we both kind of felt like, okay, the market's either going to start with a strong run up or a strong downturn, and then we'll see a run up or a downturn, you know, like the opposite, probably all before April 15th. And lo and behold, it's happened, right? I mean, like you said, we started the year very, very strong, right? I guess up to 2 weeks ago, it looked like the market was never going to stop going up. And then now, boom, this happens. So, you know, again, as we say every week, what do I do and how do I handle it is really what all the listeners have to be saying right now or asking themselves.
Well, Mike, you know as well as I know that emotions really control how people react to this kind of stuff. And, you know, what's really important when you get into situations like this and periods of time like this where there's kind of two things that are going on that people are really kind of fixated on. Number one, I firmly believe that they're fixated on this coronavirus more than they're fixated on the market, the general person, the ordinary regular person out there, all right? They are much more in tune and much paying attention to what's going on with this virus thing than they are what's going on in the market.
Yeah.
But that being said, those are the two things that we're dealing with right now. And I do believe that number one is significantly higher than number two, but those are the two major issues that we're looking at right now. And if any time somebody needs to wonder, should I have financial strategies in place? And should I have financial planning done? And should I have investment strategies in place? We told you this, folks, back in the fourth quarter of 2018, when all the market was getting beaten up again. And then in 2019, was right. But we told you in 2018. This is the very reason why you need to make sure that you have strategies and plans in place. And going at it willy-nilly or with just hope or, you know, without a plan is craziness. And it really prevents people from having cash flow confidence at this stage of the game. And isn't that really the name of the game when it comes to your money, Mike? Is cash flow confidence. Do I have confidence in the sustainability of the cash flow that I have coming through the door? Now, for somebody who's still working and getting their paycheck, they probably have a very high level of cash flow confidence. But somebody who's not working anymore and not getting that paycheck, and they're relying on their assets to supply them with income, they probably are taking a real blow to their cash flow confidence recently if they don't have income planning and income strategies in place.
Sure, sure. And that's, you know, and I guess that's a big thing. And by the way, great point. You know, look at me already come almost completely forgetting was the last quarter of 18 was probably worse than this.
As of right now it was.
Yeah, tell me if I'm wrong. I was just going to say that statistically. So we kind of went through this, a little more than a year ago,
a year and a half.
Yeah, a year and a half ago. So we kind of went down this road already. Everything we talked about, Doug, the prudent steps, being prudent and doing the right things, folks, for yourself, it's just becoming more and more obvious. And I'll say this, and you know, I'll give you my opinion. I don't think it's a tough opinion. But this isn't the first, and it's not the last time that we're going to be going through situations like this. See, when the market has volatility to the upside like this, like we've seen over the last couple of weeks, it's great. We all love it, right?
No doubt.
We don't think twice about it. But when it's down, we feel it, and we recognize it. We see it. Another thing, Doug, I want to talk about real quickly about all this is what you were saying about the virus and the markets and all that. Kind of get the feeling, too, I don't know if it's really boiled down to, at least here, maybe in our listening audience, to on an individual basis. You know what I'm saying? Like, you and I don't know a person that has the virus.
Correct.
Okay, so it's not like saying, oh, yeah, you know, we know three guys or my buddy over here or whatever. So I think it's on a very higher level, the macro, if you will,
mm-hmm.
you know, higher. And I think where some people are getting affected is that if you work for a big corporation, they have to start talking about contingency plans. Hey,
right.
you know, something happened to Doug on the 10th floor. He has it. Well, what are we going to do? We're going to shut down operations. How are we going to handle this? I think it's affecting us from that level. The government reporting, government officials on TV, the news, into maybe people's workplace of corporations. But I don't think it's really per se in this area, at least, boiled down to, well, somebody knows some. I don't know a person that said to me they know somebody that has it.
Right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, and like
maybe I'm just lucky, you know?
Well, yeah. Well, you know. We would hear about it, right?
Right.
We would it would be the news can't wait to report
right.
when they find out somebody's got this.
Right.
You know, they're not telling you that 80,000 people had the flu yesterday.
Right.
They can't wait to tell you that somebody got this new coronavirus, which is a big part of the problem, if you ask me. Right. Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of media sensationalism going on about this. And that, unfortunately, is the society that we live in, you know, now, Mike. Yeah. And the other area, you know, where you're referring to is the businesses. And but school districts were also mandated to put together, you know, contingency plans and, you know, yeah. what are you going to do and how are yeah. you going to handle this? And, you know, if there's an outbreak. So there is a lot of, you know, generated stuff to go on about it. But we've seen situations like this before. We've experienced them before. The problem that I have with reminding people that we went through this with the swine flu, MRSA, you know, I can yeah. sit here, SARS, we could go through
Ebola.
Right. We could go through every previous, you know, thing that came out that was going to wipe out humanity and didn't. But my problem with saying that is, and it also alludes to, you know, what we're guilty of and most people in the market are guilty of is reminding people that we've come out of those previous things better than we were beforehand. It took a while. You come out of it and you're better than you were beforehand. What that does, Mike, is creates complacency for a lot of people. That's the problem. Because a lot of people will hear us say that and be like, all right, you know what? Yeah, they said I should have a strategy in place or a plan, and, you know, but they also said on the other, you know, on the other end of it is that, you know, typically we come out of these things long term, the whole nine yards. But what they fail to realize is that if it happens at the wrong time for you, it can be tremendously problematic for you in one shape or form. So in other words, if you retired at the end of last year and you started this year with taking withdrawals off of your assets, well, the market's negative right now. So you are taking money out of a negative portfolio, chances are, which is problematic if that's how you start your retirement. Sequence of returns is what we're referring to. And, you know, in the past, we've had radio shows where segments where we've spoken about that. And perhaps we should look at doing that again, Mike, because sequence of returns is really very yeah. important. But sequence of returns, when you have a strategy in place, may not be as detrimental in the long run, but you have to have a plan in place.
Sure. And you know, and I think anybody that doesn't have a plan in place and was to come to me right now and say, well, what should I do? How do I handle all this? All the, you know, the virus, everything that's going on, the effect. Well, how's it going to affect me? How long is this going to go on for? I think the best way to handle it is do something for yourself and have a plan in place. And I think if you have a plan in place, you can always sit down. And I always say this, like, people must think I'm nuts, but you can always have that conversation with yourself. What's my situation? What do I have? Do it, you know, do I know what I own? What's it supposed to be doing? Is it going to be, like you're saying, talking cash flow, right? Cash flow is probably one of the most important things, you know, to a financial plan, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we all need money coming through the door, hitting the mailbox to be able to pay our bills.
Right.
You know, so will my cash flow be impacted by this? You know, so these are the things that you need to be going through. You know, again, I would encourage anybody from panicking. I don't think panicking's ever helped
in
any phase of life, you know. So I think this is what you need to do. And again, Doug, I mean, not to be like all the two guys that said this, but we have been saying this. We talked about this back when this happened in 18. We're talking about it now. We were telling people leading up to this, and we didn't know this was going to happen. So I'm not
saying, we had no idea there was going to be some
new. I mean, no, we're not crazy. But we did say to people, take a look at your stuff. What have you done? Do you have a plan in place? this is why we harp this week in and week out, and we try to, you know, educate you to say, yeah, is this me?
You know, Michael, you hit it right on the head when you said that there. Is that, yes, I'm going to say it. We told you at the beginning of the year. Now, it's not because we were smart enough to know that some strange virus was going to break out of China. But what we did know is we've gone an extended period of time without something happening, right? And we told you in January, after the run-up in the market last year, what are you going to do now? What are you going to do? And some people did something. Some people reviewed, reallocated, whatever they did. Great. But a whole bunch of people didn't. And the reason that they didn't was because the market kept continuing going forwards. Well, maybe, just maybe now, they'll say, okay, you're right. You're right. I don't want to get ahead of myself here. And I'm not trying to scare you at all. I'm just trying to get you to be smart and prudent about your money. We've been in this business for a very long time, decades, and we've seen all kinds of different situations in the economy and what you have, all kinds of crisis and terror, you name it. We've seen it, right? So we want you to learn from our knowledge, our wisdom, and our experience when we tell you to do this kind of stuff. And now we also are going to give you an avenue to have it done.
You know, I'm really hoping for, Doug, it's the first week of March. And, you know, I'm really hoping for, and we'll just take a one-year snapshot. We'll say December 31st. How things happen every year, and I know this is a presidential election year, and I'm pretty much expecting for that to dominate the third quarter of the year or the fourth quarter of the year.
They're going
to
dominate more than that, but...
Well, but whatever. But the point is that I'm hoping that by the time we get to that and the market's either getting hit or skyrocketing because of whatever the news may be, I'm really hoping that we look back at this and say, when was that coronavirus? Like, what months was that big drop in the market? Because, you know, how many times have we done that, right? We've had a major issue internationally or whatever. And there's been times we look back in November, December going, wait, that was what, February the market was down sharp? You know what I'm saying? Because it feels like it was a million years ago. Things have changed from that dire moment or that great up market. So I'm just really hoping that's what happens. But, you know, my thing to everybody listening is, you know, you need to do something for yourself. And Doug's right. Putting a plan in place that meets your goals and risk and all those things is, I mean, if you can come up with a better idea, let us know.
No, you know what, Mike, is, as a matter of fact, we're going to hop to a break. And when we come back from our break, we're going to really spend some more time on this and talk to you about the importance of the micro personal economy versus the macro worldwide economy and where we should get you focused. We'll be right back, folks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is a widely followed measurement of the stock market. The average is comprised of 30 stocks representing leading companies in major industries. These stocks, widely held by both individual and institution investors, are considered to be blue chip companies. Please note, any investor cannot directly invest in any index.
This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. Your Financial Future has been on the air 22 years. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
All right, folks, welcome back to Your Financial Future. Glad you're investing some of your time here with us, and we hope that you enjoy the show. We come out here this week and every week to talk to you about financial stuff, and we say financial stuff because we'll talk to you about anything that has to do with your money to see if we can guide you in the right direction to accomplishing your goals and objectives. So, Michael, one of the things that I wanted to spend some time on today, and I know that you were in agreement with me on this, talking to people about the importance of microeconomics versus macroeconomics, and what we mean by that basically is your personal economic life versus the global economic situation that's going on out there, because you guys make a big mistake often, and that's you stop paying attention to your personal stuff when there's something dynamic going on globally.
Sure. And that's and I think we're kind of in that phase right now a little bit, right, Doug? I mean, we have a big macro situation going on, obviously, with the with the virus. And, you know, so how does that basically from the big picture trickle down to your kitchen table, if you will, your home, your financial house, and how's it all going to play out? And now I'll say this, right, Doug? It sure may affect some people directly, right? The impact may be something, and it may not affect affect half the people that are, you know, that are listening right now. So it's, so what do you do? How do you handle it? Okay, something big macro, I'm in the micro, my house, how do we go?
Well, Mike, the reality is I want people to be selfish. Okay? I'm going to tell you that. I know you, your entire lifetime you were told don't be selfish. I'm telling you, you need to be selfish, because if you're not going to worry about what's going on inside of your financial house, nobody else is going to worry about it. I can promise you that nobody who's working on coming up with a cure for the coronavirus, or nobody out there that's judging the impact of what the coronavirus may have on a leisure industry or any other industry, is going to give you any attention towards what's going on in your house. We are. We are here to do that for you, because there's certain times when we get our eye off the ball, and it's easier to come up with an excuse for not doing anything when something dynamic is happening out there in the world. You have to stop paying attention to that kind of stuff. You have to pay attention to what's going on inside of your house. Let's tend to your business.
Yeah, and you know, Doug, it's that saying, right? You can only control what you can control, right? I mean, it's as simple as that. And you can control your own financial house, your own financial future. What are you doing? You know, what do you need to do, if you will? And yeah, on the macro scene, I guess what we're talking about now, yes, there is a health issue out there, and they're trying to find a cure and keep the spread. But that's for basically the government, the big pharmaceuticals. They're doing that. We're not, you know, you and I certainly aren't doing that at our kitchen table. But what can we control? We can control our personal finances.
100%, Mike. And you want to know something? Is the point of the matter is, coronavirus is today. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There was another huge issue, you know, something else 6 months ago. Something else 6 months before that. And something else 6 months before that.
And there's going to be something 6 months ahead.
You know, our one of the guys that, industry legend, Don Connolly, who he was on the show one time, says, it's always the apocalypse du jour. And this is the apocalypse du jour right now. And when this is gone, there'll be another apocalypse du jour at some point in the future. You can't do anything about that. You have no control over that. There's probably nobody listening to this show right now who's working on the cure for the coronavirus. There might be, but odds are against it, right? So what we need to do is we need to sit down together and we need to say, what's going on in your financial house here? From people from all walks of life. And I want to let, you know, people need to know something. Rich people worry about money just as much as poor people worry about money.
Yeah.
Agree?
Oh, absolutely.
If there's no cash flow confidence in the household, it doesn't matter if you got $5 million, $50 million, $100 million, or $500,000. You have to have cash flow confidence in your house. We've been harping on that forever. We've said forever that it's our belief that the greatest cause, as well as the greatest reliever of financial anxiety, is cash flow. How much money's coming through that door? And if you're not paying attention to the personal economic world, the microeconomic world, because you're too fixated on the macro or the global economic world, then you're making a huge mistake. And we want to stop you from making that mistake over and over and over again. And you have the opportunity to do it.
Correct. And you know, Doug, and really also, too, the word lifestyle should come into play here, right? Because you could say, well, how does somebody that makes so much money have financial issues? Well, their lifestyle is a lot different than the person that's saying, that's questioning that. And people live that, you know, that's always like, you know, we give examples all the time. Well, can I retire? Well, what's your lifestyle going to dictate? Maybe you can, maybe you can't, right? Maybe you have a lot of money and you still can't retire. And maybe you don't have as much money, but you can retire because lifestyle, people live different lifestyles and it dictates. The other thing you got to be careful with too, Doug, is a lot of times too, is listening to the, you know, I call it the neighbor, okay? And the advice that they give for situations like this or what to do. Their lifestyle or their cash flow confidence, as you like to say, could be completely different than yours.
Right.
Okay? You may be okay with cash flow. They may be giving you advice that's saying if you're not okay or the opposite way. So really, you know, again, folks, as Doug started this conversation, you really do need to be a little bit selfish, right? And that's never a good thing for us to, you know, to encourage, right? We were taught not to as children. But you have to be in tune with your personal finances and what needs to be done. And these are some of the things we're talking about.
Yeah, 100%. So we got to make sure, Mike, that not only do we talk about it, like Brian Tracy told me the one time, Doug, you and Mike have a responsibility to let people know that they have somebody to turn to help them in this situation. So you do. I want to let you know that you have the opportunity to have a complimentary consultation with us with no cost, no obligation, to sit down and go over your situation and see if we can help you. Make sure that you're doing the right things. Make sure that you have good strategies in place. Make sure that you're focusing on your personal economics, not the global economics. We're not going to solve that. Let's solve your situations. And if you'd like to do that, you can pick up the phone and give a call to 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. And pick up the phone and give us a call. And let us schedule a time to get together with you. Now, we've got offices and meeting facilities throughout the listening area here. So we can definitely service you, meet with you. And we are old school guys. We'll make a house call if that's what you would like. So please don't be shy. Pick the phone up. Give us a call. Let's see if we can get together and get, you know, with the folks, Mike, and really guide them out in the right direction and see what's happening out there, right?
Sure. Absolutely.
You know? So, you know, one of the other things that in the micro, the personal economic area, Mike, that is a glaring opportunity right now is refinancing your mortgage obligations and your debt obligations.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, interest rates are just, they bottomed out again with this whole, you know, corona crisis going on. And, yeah, and you know, Doug, I mean, I think there was two. I want to say I spoke to this week existing clients that called in about that said, hey, what do you think?
Yeah.
You know, what should we do here? Because the word's getting out. You know, people realize interest rates are way down. And if you're not aware of it, you should take a look at your interest rate and see if you could, you know, refinance or whatever, if it's suitable for you.
Yeah, you got it. I mean, listen, it's math at the end of the day. You got to figure out if it makes sense for you to do it. But there's an opportunity out here for people to, like, reduce their monthly cost if that's what their objective is,
yep,
to pay off their
their obligations faster if that's what their objective is. You know, there's opportunity abound here. So we got to make sure that, you know, you're looking at, you know, at this and seeing. Now, you know, we're not in a mortgage business, but, you know, we just want to make sure that you're paying attention to this stuff out there. Because why, Mike? Cash flow confidence.
Sure. Sure. Yeah.
All right. Let's hop to a break. We will be right back, folks.
If you have a retirement plan with your former employer, you may be wondering what to do with your money. For many people, this is confusing and sometimes gets to the point where you don't even explore what is available to you. Well, we have some good news for you. The two guys you are listening to right now, Doug and Mike, have been helping people to understand what their options are for decades. They offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of this show. That includes you. These two guys are regular people who just happen to understand the use of money and how to analyze financial information. They explain things in simple and easy to understand ways to help you to understand any recommendations. Wealth Management Group has offices and meeting facilities throughout the area and even make good old-fashioned house calls. So, pick up the phone and call 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722 to see what they have to say about that old retirement plan you have sitting around and the options that you have for those funds. That's 855-262-3722. Call now.
You are listening to Your Financial Future, brought to you courtesy of Wealth Management Group. Wealth Management Group has been providing financial, retirement, tax, and asset protection strategies since 1995. Doug Chapman and Michael are registered representatives and investment advisor representatives of Securian Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Wealth Management Group is independently owned and operated. This material represents an assessment of the market environment at a specific point in time and is not intended to be a forecast of future events or a guarantee of future results. This information should not be relied upon by as research or investment advice, nor should it be construed as a recommendation to purchase or sell a security. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. The Standard & Poor's 500, S&P 500, is an unmanaged group of securities considered to be representative of the stock market in general. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax, legal advice, and this information should not be considered as such. You should always consult your tax legal advisor regarding your own specific tax legal situation. Now, back to the show.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad you're investing some of your time here. And, Mike, I'm really excited about a whole bunch of things that have been going on and some things that are coming up that are going on. And it appears as though we've secured our new office space in Toms River right on Route 37, so I couldn't be happier about that, right? You know, yeah. I know that all of our people down in the Toms River area and the Brick and, you know, all down in Bayville and all in that area right there are going to be very, very happy that we've got the new space right on Route 37. So that's exciting, right? And so last week, our show last week was a recorded show from a, you know, previous time, sort of like a best of. And it was a planned day off, which happened to be on, you know, when it was a bad market week. So it was just bad luck that it happened like that. So we didn't have a chance last week to talk about the fantastic dinner that we had at Aqua Blue. On, what was it, February 28th? Was that the date? Whatever Thursday was, right? And it was a great time. And there were some fabulous people at that dinner, Mike. You know, I got to tell you something. It's that, and we say this after every dinner, the nicest people seem to come to our dinners.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. As a whole, they're really pleasant people, whether they are there just to get information and, you know, get some education and go when they're not planning on getting together with us, or if they are planning to get together with us, they're just nice people.
Yeah, I agree with you, Doug. And, you know, I just want to say a big thanks for everybody that, that showed up that night and making the dinner a success. And, yeah, it's great. It's great to hear that. I listen to you, you know, on the radio all the time. Got a bunch of those. And
yeah.
People surprised to see the faces to the voices and
much better looking than they probably anticipated we were.
I didn't hear anybody exactly say that, but All right, I'll go with it. I'm one of the faces, so that goodbye, May.
Right.
So, but it's always just fun, right? You know, to hear that they've been listening and they get to meet you. That's what I'm really driving at here. And it was a good night, educational. Always plenty of. I love the questions. You know, the plenty of questions and give people the opportunity. And just thank you and you know and. You and I have been talking. We want to do more. We'll be planning more. So yep. Stay tuned. There'll be more. And just to reiterate, Doug, and what you said, we have some nice office space now. So we're excited about that. You and I, as you know, our roots kind of get deeper down into the Tom River area, right? That's exciting for us. We've been down there for a while now, and it's all good. I mean, we're excited. We're happy. It's couldn't ask for more.
So takeaways from the dinner on my end. To your point, Mike, about the questions being the most enjoyable part of the evening. And there were quite a bit of questions circulating around Social Security.
Yep.
And there were questions about the required minimal distribution rules that are now different today than they were last year. They changed on January 1st. So a lot of people were very, you know, interested in that part of our presentation as well. As well as just the overall feeling from the people, Mike, that night that people really are focused on income for retirement.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that's there's such a large number of people every single day. I think the number's like 10,000 baby boomers are turning 65 every day.
Sure.
And it's on people's minds out there. And they want suggestions. They want recommendations. They want strategies on how to go about planning for that. And it was just so much fun. And I got to tell you something else, by the way. I'm going to give a plug for Aqua Blue right now. I personally feel that meal that we had was fantastic.
Yeah, very, very, very good. And for the people that are there are going to be saying, I didn't see them eat. We sat down after everybody left and had something to eat. Yeah, it was enjoyable. It was delicious. And a big thanks to them. You know, and that's been our venue for many of our dinners. And
great
and
that, collaborators with us.
And that's why we keep going back to. They've been great partners with us.
Yeah, you know, really, really have. So what else you been up to, man? We've been doing a lot more than just, you know, the dinner. This place has been rocking and rolling.
Yeah, and boy, what do I want to talk about? I mean, I just got done telling you how hectic and crazy it's been. You know, Doug, I mean, from a general, because it's the time of the year, it's, you know, people, a client's huddling with their accountants or whatever and finding out retirement contributions and getting caught up on that and getting questions on too, Doug, getting questions on the Roth IRA versus the regular IRA.
It's so funny you mention it because I was waiting for you to finish to go there. This year seems like I've gotten more questions about Roth IRA than I ever have in the past.
Yeah, and you know, sat with folks yesterday, matter of fact, and they come in every year kind of like a tradition and, you know, to get ready for to make their contributions. And the business owner in this case is waiting upon the accountant to say the how much of it, doing the numbers work, and the
right numbers
going to let us know. But the question came up that his wife had a Roth and he was working through a SEP plan, you know, a self-employed, you know, retirement plan. And they asked me why. And I brought him back to, well, if you remember when we first met and you guys came in, the accountant had said, because we can deduct on the SEP side, we can deduct
a different amount of money than you can.
Than you can. And the Roth, you know, and we went through that, just went through that. But it still seems to me, Doug, so many people with the Roth IRA don't understand it or get the nuances versus the regular IRA.
It's just not getting the traction that we think it should get.
Yeah, yeah.
It's amazing to me, you know, Mike. It really, really is. And, you know, I recently have had, and we talked about this yesterday in the office, when we were sitting in the office yesterday, we're talking about, we've recently had some people who have retired, some ordinary people retire with extraordinary amounts of money. And that is really becoming more and more commonplace. And folks, as anybody you want as our witness, we were sitting here and we both agreed with each other that that is one of the very rewarding things that we have. When we watch people who are just, you know, regular people like we are, going through their life, saving their money, investing their money, doing whatever they need to do, and ending up with large sums of money million, $2 million, $3 million, $4 million, that is so rewarding to us that we like to see that. And it just shows you it can be done.
Yeah. Yes. And Doug, people with sums of money, and because of the good fortune of the market over the last,
that helps,
you know, 10 years for that matter, right, I guess, or even longer, that helped. And it's becoming, it really is an interesting time in the retirement world, if you will. Also yesterday I had and I got to mention this because he's an existing client, he's a loyal listener, had the privilege of one of the clients brought their son in to meet me for the first time.
Yep.
And that's always fun. And I want to say thank you for that. And always heard about him and mom and dad talking about him, and showed up yesterday with his dad. Because you and I encourage, we want to get for our clients and all our clients, that's it. We want to get to know the children. We want to meet your children and stuff like that. I think that's always a good thing.
You know, it was really cool that you told me about that meeting, was that he came in because he was intrigued about a specific vehicle,
yep,
that you were using for his
dad.
For his dad and the mom, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, that was very, very enlightening. And then, how old is he? Do you know?
I think early 30s.
Okay, great. Paying attention early on to the dollars, and, you know, making sure that he's saving money and doing the right things. It's really encouraging to see out there. And, you know, we really enjoy that a lot. And another thing that I did this week, Mike, is I just, initial meeting with somebody about potentially doing some planning for a special needs child, mm-hmm, right? We don't spend enough time talking about that we do help people in special needs planning for their children and making sure that the strategies are in place and coordinating with legal resources and accounting resources so that any special needs child is as well taken care of as possible when the parents aren't capable or here to take care of them anymore. And it's very common that these people don't pay attention to it because they're so busy taking care of the child. So we need to make sure and remind them that we're here to do that kind of work for them, bud. You know, we can really help in that area.
Yes, and that is, you know, very, very important. So what else, Doug? It just seems like so much going on, and it, you know, it's been, you know, just chock full of appointments and speaking with people on different issues and items, and
a lot of review meetings are going on right now, which is typical for this time of year for us, right?
Yep.
You know, either whether it be on the telephone or in person, we're doing a lot of review meetings with people and discussing, you know, strategies and things that, you know, we should be doing, or is everything we're doing right now still appropriate for what, you know, your situation is. There's just a lot of stuff that's been going on out there. And also, Mike, again, you know, I'm going to reiterate, we spoke about it earlier, is talking to people about their debt, and are they managing their debt as effectively and as efficiently as possible, because we want to make sure that you're doing that. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, we're miracle workers, and if you're buried in debt, that, you know, we've got, you know, strategies for you, because we might not be the right people for you if you're, you know, you might want to just go to a straight debt reduction person. But if you are, you know, have a financial strategy in place, or you have financial wherewithal, if you do have some investments and some savings, but you also have some debt, well, then that's something that's part of planning, and that's probably something we can bring to the table and assist you in.
Yeah, yes. And Doug, we you know, when it comes to debt, you and I are anti-debt. We're always in favor of paying down debt, you know, for the most part, every situation, of course, being
right,
to be discussed. But, you know, so we believe in cleaning up debt, reducing debt. I know earlier we talked about interest rates coming down on mortgages, that there may be an opportunity. You know, these are things we talk about, Doug, and like you had stated earlier, we're not mortgage brokers. We don't sell mortgages. We, you know, nothing to do with that. But we know that there could be a possible opportunity for people listening, or for our clients, or whatever, to possibly do something to improve their cash flow situation.
Well, I told you, Mike, case in point, we're not playing the shoemakers who kid doesn't have any shoes. I told you, you were in my office the other day. I said, look, I'm considering whether I'm going to do this or not. Does it make sense or not for me to do it? It's math at the end of the day, right?
Yeah. Yes.
That's all it comes down to.
Yeah.
And guess what? In one situation, it makes sense. In another situation, it doesn't make sense. Right? So That's it. In my personal situation.
Yeah, and even if, forget refinancing, but if you're out there and you're purchasing a home, you know somebody that's purchasing a home, shop the rate. Get 2-3 rates, because as Doug said, it's a pencil to paper scenario. Do the math and just see which is the better deal, and that's how you go. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, you got to move forwards with that. And then, you know, Mike, one of the other things that people, if you listen to the show and you hear us talk about, is I've recently done with clients that I've had reviews with, is the simple beneficiary designation form update. Right?
Yeah.
We just got to make sure that your designations are up to date. And those aren't just your designations with the forms that you have with, you know, if you're working with a financial advisor. Now, I get it. Most of you are working with financial advisors and they talk to you about this. But don't forget that you've got maybe some stuff at work going on. Maybe you got some group life insurance at work. Maybe you've got a 401k or some sort of other retirement plan at work that has a beneficiary designation on it. Make sure that that stuff's up to date. And make sure you have a contingent on there.
Yes, absolutely. Your paperwork, you know, paperwork in order. And Doug, you know, just all around stuff like that. And of course, always being organized. Right? We talk about financial organization on other shows. And that's kind of like a little slice of it, if you will, having your beneficiary designations. And maybe, you know, even having that in a file if you're listening to how we tell you to do it, saying, hey, 401k at work, this is my beneficiary. IRA at the bank, this is my beneficiary.
Put it all in with the will.
You know, it helps the person that kind of all that stuff falls onto their lap to have to figure out someday. It helps that, it makes their life a lot easier. Small thing, takes you about 5-10 minutes to do, but it'll save somebody a lot of time and a lot of headache someday.
Yeah, you're making it easier for them. Yeah. So, all right, we're gonna hop to another break, folks. We will be right back.
Owning your own business can be one of the most rewarding feelings ever. A business that you run, you employ people. They get to support their family with the money they earn working at your company. You purchase supplies, materials, or inventory from a business that employs people who also earn money for their families. When you sit back and think about it, it is very noble. But too often the business owner does this but doesn't tend to their own needs. Well, we help business owners to continue doing the things to help others and do something new, take care of themselves. Through decades of experience in working with business owners, we can help manage employee benefit costs, look at tax strategies, set up or improve retirement plans, and even plan for what happens to the business when you retire or pass away. You know, the stuff that impacts you and your family by trying to help improve the bottom line. So if you own your own business, and this sounds like you, call now, 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722 for a complimentary, no obligation consultation to see if we can help. That's 855-262-3722. We can probably help.
These are the views and opinions of Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso and do not necessarily reflect those of Securian Financial Services, Inc. Financial advisors do not provide specific tax or legal advice. This information should not be considered as specific tax or legal advice. You should consult your tax or legal advisor regarding your own specific tax or legal situation, separate from the financial plan and an advisor's role as financial planner. An advisor may recommend the purchase of specific investment or insurance products or accounts. These product recommendations are not part of the financial plan, and clients are under no obligation to follow them.
All right, folks, welcome back as we roll into the final leg of the show here this week. And we hope that we're bringing you good value and some things that we're making you think. That's really what we're trying to do. You know, we come out here every week and we want to educate and motivate so you do not procrastinate when it comes to your money. Now, the unfortunate part is that a lot of you are procrastinating here. So, you know, we want to make sure that you're not financial ostriches. You're not sitting there with your head buried in the sand, ignoring this stuff and not paying attention to it. We want to give you an outlet to go to and somebody to turn to and people that you can, you know, ask your questions to and, you know, see if we can guide you in the right direction. And I want to remind you that you're welcome to have a complimentary consultation with no cost or obligation. 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. And also, Mike, before we go a little further down the road here, is I want to remind everybody, you know, our Tom's River listeners now, that we have got some new office space down there on Route 37 in Tom's River, nice and conveniently located for everybody down there. And we're looking forward to that space being opened up and meeting our clients down in there and, you know, helping even more people down in that area accomplish their goals and objectives.
Yeah, I mean, for you and I, we're excited. We feel it's big news, you know. So we feel it's another step in our, how would you say, our practice of trying to be convenient and help the clients down there, et cetera, so on. We know so many people down there listen and have, you know, called us over the years. So I would be
remiss, Mike, if I didn't remind everybody else where our other office locations are. That's, you know, yeah, we got a new one. That's great. Okay. But there's people throughout New Jersey that are listening to this show here. So we've got an office in Parsippany. We've got an office in Martinsville. We've got an office in Clark. Now we're going to have another office in Toms River. And we've got a meeting facility we can use in Manasquan. So we're covering the turf here. We've got meeting facility from affiliated company in Manhattan, right? So yeah. We can go there. So if you can hear this show, we've got an office in close proximity to you, and also want to remind you that we make house calls. So you have no excuse to not do this.
Sure.
No legitimate excuse, yeah. in my opinion. Now, Mike, I want to talk to the people out there for a couple of minutes here who have in excess of $1 million. There are people, a lot of people out there who are sitting with 401ks and IRAs that have eclipsed the $1 million mark. There's been reports that have come out that at the end of last year, there were the most $1 million 401k accounts that have ever been. There's been the most IRA $1 million 401k accounts at the end of last year than there's ever been. So there's a whole bunch of people now, Mike, that are in this category that need help. And you need help just like everybody else does, but sometimes you need a little special advice once you get over that hump. And what we're here to tell you is that we've got a lot of experience in that area and helping people with those sums of dollars.
Sure. And you know, Doug, isn't it really amazing that has happened? And really, so much of that, when you think about 401k investing, really gets into the basics of, you know, like, okay, I'm going to put systematic money away every paycheck and do, you know, and not disturb it over time and the whole deal. And such a good thing happens. But what happens, though, Doug, for many people is when it comes time to retire, now what? Okay.
Right.
That's the problem. Or even for people that aren't retired. Okay, let's get into that. You get into some of the markets we've been seeing over the last week or two. It's now what? And you don't want to make a bad decision, but you have to make the right decision. Okay. And I'm not advocating doing nothing, because I'm not saying that, but I'm saying you need to make the right decision for your situation. And you have to be able to tie that 401k into your entire financial plan. Where does it fit? What's going to happen?
Exactly, Mike. And it's the importance of having different strategies in place. Now, Mike and I started Wealth Management Group way back in the mid-90s. You know, we've been at this for several decades now, you know, a long time. And the reason that we started Wealth Management Group was because we wanted to try to bring to people the kind of independent, objective advice. We didn't want to have an axe to grind with any one institution out there. We wanted to, you know, go and bring you recommendations and bring you strategies that are best for you, and then go out into the marketplace and see if we can find the best possible solution to fit that strategy for you. In other words, we want to design the blueprint for you before we go out and start buying the wood and the drywall and all that other stuff to build the house. It would be insanity to go to Home Depot and just randomly buy sheets of drywall, 2x4s, sheathing, all that stuff to build a house without a blueprint. Well, the same thing holds true for your financial situation. And we operate much like a doctor does. You go in to the doctor's office. The doctor asks you questions. How have you been feeling? Is there anything bothering you? Tell me about it. You know, all that stuff. Then the doctor does the examination. And then the doctor maybe either sends you on your way and says you're in good shape, or writes a prescription to cure or accomplish your objectives. And you go on. And then the next year, you go back to the doctor again. Well, shouldn't you do that with your financial situation?
Absolutely, Doug. And you know what? This show is living proof of that. We practice as we preach, because we never come on here and say you need to do this or buy this stock or go do this or buy this product or do that, because everybody's situation, we can't say it enough, is completely different. What may be great for me may be terrible for your family. And you know, we encourage people not just to take somebody's word that doesn't know your financial situation. So you need to kind of, you know, make educated, prudent decisions to your financial affairs. And Doug, the one thing we are advocates of you are is that you need to plan your, you know, for yourself and put a plan in place and do the right things. We're always going to be telling you that.
Yeah, you know, Mike, we spoke at the beginning of the show about microeconomics, meaning your personal economic life, and macroeconomics, meaning global economic stuff. We got to get you listeners out there to focus more on the microeconomic situation, get you to be a little bit selfish here, and get your eye off the macro, because too many conversations I've been having with people out in the public right now, Mike, is that they're so focused on the macroeconomics, they're not paying attention to what's going on in their own financial life. So what we need to do is remind you that you've got an avenue to turn to in Wealth Management Group to help you do that and make sure that you're paying attention to the things that are important to you. If you listen to this show, you are welcome to have a complimentary consultation with no cost or obligation with us. You just need to pick up the telephone and give a call, 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. You leave your name, your daytime telephone number. We'll give you a buzz. We'll schedule a time that's mutually convenient, either one of our offices, be it in Parsippany, Martinsville, Clark, or now in Toms River, or one of our offices of convenience, Manasquan, Wall. We even have a Wall office that we can use, or in Manhattan. So if you can hear us, we've got an office in close proximity to you, or the ability to come and sit with you in your own home. So there's really no excuse. So the number again is 855-262-3722. Give me a pearl of wisdom before we wrap it up this week.
Just something nice. I want to say thank you for everybody for listening. We really appreciate it.
We do.
I don't know if we say it all the time, but if you are listening, we really certainly appreciate you taking time out of your day to listen to us.
Yeah. I mean, listen, our show could not have been on the air these 24 years or whatever it is now. I think it's 24, right?
I think October, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, without the listeners. So, sure. You know, no ifs, ands, or buts about that. You know, thank you very much for spending some of your time here. And we hope, sincerely hope, we bring you value along the way as well. So that's going to wrap it up for this week, folks. We hope that you enjoyed the show. Until next week, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
If you're listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you are feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and to be really smart about what you are doing, to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who's been there, someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations. No strings attached. That's right. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722, 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives and investment advisory representatives of Securian Financial Services, offering securities and investment advisory services from Securian Financial Services Incorporated. Member for FINRA, SIPC, 14 Walsh Drive, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07050, 973-299-9222. Wealth Management, LLC, is separate from Security and Financial Services Incorporated and is not a broker-dealer. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.